Terry Ferguson represents Lorenz Marathon School Spotlight today. And let's back it up to Monday now this week. Terry, you were telling me that you had a guest speaker in your class in school.
Yes, we had the head culinary chef from Iowa Central Community College, Michael Hurst, come in and talk to my kids about careers and food safety and to acquaint them with, like, other careers in the food industry besides just being a cook or a waitress or managing a restaurant.
So when it comes to food safety, I wonder if you remember anything about leaving food out, because that's a pet peeve. I go to some family members and they leave the food on the stove for like 5 hours.
Most things are only supposed to be out about 2 hours unless they're iced or unless they're on hot plates.
Right. Yeah, that's what I keep preaching. Nobody listens to me. So what else? Other tips that he shared that maybe, you know, some of the students caught and enjoyed his conversation?
Well, one of the things is, as we're talking about food safety, no cell phones in the kitchen because they are dirtier than toilet seats.
Well, I suppose, you know, you wash your hands then and leave the cell phone out of the kitchen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know the youngsters now. Tell me about your fifth graders and a project and maybe foods in Iowa and some of the things in that direction.
Darcy Malsby has recently published a book called Culinary History of Iowa. And so I had my foods kids put together a project with the fifth graders. They researched different foods made in Iowa, like Palmer candy, Jolly Time popcorn, and some different restaurants, famous restaurants in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And later, with our fifth graders, we're going to make Czech kolaches, which are famous in Pocahontas County due to their original immigrant Czech population.
Pocahontas, how did you call it before when we were visiting?
Pocahontas County kolaches. And I guess they use a different recipe than the Czech people in Cedar Rapids.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, we made them, and then we're going to be making another batch with the fifth graders.
Got it. So you've already been through round one. You have it perfected now.
Well, we hope so.
Those fifth graders are going to have fun with that. Terry, thanks so much for your time sharing with some of the foods activities going on in school, and appreciate it. You have a good day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Lorenz Marathon School Spotlight, every other week, brought to you today by Wells Ag Supply of Fonda, right here on Mix 101.7.